comes to people living and working together, I suggest there are five basic possibilities. This is true in all walks of life. Think about it. What happens when lots of people try to live and work together with all their different funny ways and strange opinions? One view prevails. There is rivalry and competition, and then there are winners and losers. There are dominant personalities and henpecked husbands. Mrs. Bouquet comes to mind. The second position. All views are welcome. The more the merrier. Variety is the spice of life. Lots of ingredients in the melting pot makes for a better stew. Society is better for having a rainbow people of all kinds, many threads making up a great tapestry. The third position is pick and mix. Humans get on best when we pick all the best talents available, select all the bright ideas, play to our particular strengths, make a mosaic of all the selected best bits, cream off the gold and discard the dross. The fourth position, we've got to make compromises. The best thing to do is to give and take a bit, make compromises, accept that we'll win some and lose some, take it in turns, trade off, negotiate, work out a middle way. And the last position is a new creation. Sometimes we can start from many different opinions and end up with a totally new thing which nobody had thought of at the beginning. It evolves, emerges out of discussion and cooperation together, but it's excitingly new to everybody. By now, I'm sure you're thinking what I'm thinking, that there's a lot of truth in all five of these strategies for daily living together. So enjoy using them all, and have a nice day.